is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The gift of God is the Son of God, and we ought to be witnesses of Him. Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus, I ought to open up my mouth and tell somebody He's been good. Every time I want to tell folk about my problems, if I do tell somebody who might be able to hear me, even if they can't help me, somewhere when I get through talking about my problems, I ought to be able to say, "But God." Y'all don't hear me. Let me give you an example. I was on my way to hell. No God on my side. No weapon in my hand. But God sent Jesus to save my soul. I once was down to my last dime. I called on Jesus, and right when I thought it was over, but God stepped right on in and made a way out of no way. I'm getting ready to leave ya. When I tell you, you've got to tell people about your gift. What a wonderful gift in Jesus. What a precious gift in Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Jesus. I never shall forget when I was just a little boy and I would visit my grandmother's church. A man of God, no matter what they preached, they would always end up at Calvary. Have I got a witness? They could be talking about in the beginning, but when it was all over, they talk about Jesus. I wish I had somebody. You'd hear them talk about how they brought him down the road of Villa de Rosa. You'd hear them talk about how they took Simon of Cyrene to help Jesus bear his cross. You'd hear them talk about how Jesus was beaten with 39 stripes. You'd hear them talk about how they put a thorny crown on his head. You'd hear them talk about how they nailed nails in his hands and nailed nails in his feet. How they hung him up high and stretched him out wide. You'd hear them say, "He died, didn't he die? He died, didn't he die?" Wow! But they wouldn't leave it there. They'd say, "Early, early, early Sunday morning. Thank God for Jesus. But God raised him from the dead. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that I've got another chance. Thank God that He looks beyond our faults and meets our needs. Thank God that He still offers us healing for our sickness. Thank God He still gives us forgiveness for our sin. Thank God for Jesus. Is there anybody here who will say thank you? Thank you. Thank you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 80.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
All my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, some right now have sicknesses that have been with you for a mighty long time and you're wondering what to do. You know, friends, we've dealt with herbal remedies for many a year. Some are dealing with evildoers. Some are in financial need. Maybe you right now are in prayer right now for your family to have peace, trying to have success on that job. Yes, you that have that court case pending. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that wish to write us, get your pencil and paper ready, friend. Those of you that are having trouble right now, like we've said in the past, there's always somebody back in the days of old that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so you can get rid of that pain in that body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Yes, friends, I'm here to tell you that God is yet in the blessing business. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. No matter what you're facing, friends, you can turn that situation around. All you need is just that faith, friends. Write down the telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. That's right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 303. 1-800-231. When you write me, my friends, include your return address and your telephone number. Some right now are praying that they don't have to go through the things that they've seen others go through. Some right now have been different places looking for help. I'm going to ask that you don't give up, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around. I'm going to play a testimonial for you in just a minute, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, letting you know that there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in prayer and that are in need. Yes, my friends, I've talked to some that had trouble with their mate, their loved one, that husband, that wife that's gone astray. Some right now has had trouble just trying to enjoy the life that God has given us here on this earth without going backwards. My friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, write down that telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444.
And you was having problems with witchcraft?
Right.
And you didn't have no peace?
No, I was...
Well, you tell me. You tell me what happened.
What happened since you came?
Yeah. Tell me what happened before you came.
Before you came?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was, had a problem. Nothing didn't seem to go right. And they were putting it in my window, in my door, through the cracks, so I could smell it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like something was stalking me. You know, I had to raise the window at night, open the doors up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And on my job, they were putting it on my job. It made me miserable on my job. And they get on my clothes, and when they get on my clothes, everything in my house smells just like witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Everything you touch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then when I stopped by there Sunday night after the broadcast.
Right.
Because I told you I was coming down there now.
You did.
And I came.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me how things are happening. What's happening down there?
Okay. I ain't smelled no more witchcraft in the women or in the doors. Not even in my apartment at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't did everything, you know, he told me to do yet.
No, no, we ain't even, we just touched the surface. And the surface showed you how well it's going to work.
I know Jesus lives, and I know he gives to you and you.
Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, there is a way being made out of nowhere. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer here on another Lord's Day. No matter what you're praying over, my friends, let's just join us. Lay your hand on that radio. You might be praying for someone's having the same trouble that you're having on the other side of town. Join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends.
So pray for me, and I'll